Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
If you do nothing else today, I want you to think about our national parks. Now, I know we hear the homely stories about snowmobiles and pollution, about the busted roads, but stop. Truth is, they are a natural treasury of wonder. And actually, as we will learn in just a moment, so much more. They are still making history when we return our Park of the Week from Sitka, Alaska, here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I'm Emmy Lou Harris. Whether it's Idaho's Rocky Mountains, Utah's Red Rock Canyons, or California's Sierra Nevada, America's wild lands are special places. This year, as we celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, think about what it would be like without our wilderness. It's a legacy worth preserving.
Help preserve our wilderness. Visit leaveitwild.org. Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Wilderness.
Happy birthday, wilderness, at 40. Let's not forget that. You know, one of my favorite segments is our National Park of the Week. And when I heard that this week was going to be the Sitka National Historical Park on Baranoff Island, I conjured up the Sitka spruce and deep forests and bears. All of that is true, but the real story is so deep, so ancient, and yet so timely that I want to get right into it. We're talking with Greg Dudgeon, I'm sorry, Greg, who is the superintendent of Sitka National Historical Park. Greg, first, tell us, what's it like in Sitka today?
Well, good morning, Sydney. It's a pleasure to be here with you. We woke up to another beautiful day. Blue sky, the temperatures were in the low to mid-40s. We'll probably warm up into the low 60s, actually. And for rainforest, not much rain this year.
Now, let's talk about Sitka. This is our National Park of the Week, which is featured on the National Park website. I encourage you all to go there and visit the website for Sitka. And by the way, do you have that website available?
We do. The easiest way to pull up the website is to do a search for the National Park Service. And once there, you can scroll up to Sitka National Historical Park. It will walk you right to our website.
You can also go to www.nps.gov/SITK, which is short for Sitka. Well, where is Sitka National Park?
Sitka National Historical Park is located on Baranoff Island, as you mentioned. It's in the panhandle of Alaska, also known as Southeast Alaska. We're located on an island, Baranoff, that is approximately 90 miles long by 20 miles wide. And Sitka is the only large year-round community on that island. Access here is only by plane or by boat.
Well, let's get started with this story. It's a historical park, and we're going to try to talk about two things rather quickly here. One is the amazing history of Sitka, and then also you are looking at a 200th anniversary, which I think is fascinating. So let's jump in. Let's talk about why Sitka is a historical park.
Very interesting story. Sitka National Historical Park has the distinction of being the first federal park in Alaska. It was designated in 1890 by President Benjamin Harrison. The reason for that, even back into the late 1800s, the area around the mouth of the Indian River had a long history in the community as a very cherished and informally maintained community park. The park has the distinction of being Alaska's smallest national park unit. We're just a little over 116 acres. We also have the distinction of being Alaska's only urban park. Just a very short walk from downtown Sitka will get you into the rainforest and our trail system, where the sound of eagles and ravens can be heard, and even the occasional brown bear print seen on the trail.
That's great. Exciting place. Well, it is also the home to some ancient Native peoples who have a long-standing, very proud tradition, and the story of Sitka National Historical Park really begins there. Why don't you start and give us a take on that?
Well, the park's historical significance revolves around two main themes, and the first is the history of Southeast Alaska Natives, their culture and their arts, and the Thinket, as they are called, have lived here for millennia, call this place home. The other primary theme here is the complex interactions that occurred as Russian colonists expanded into this territory in order to expand their lucrative fur trade in the late 18th and early 19th centuries.
And then in that process, actually, there were some conflict.
Absolutely. And again, one of the reasons why Sitka and the park itself are so important historically. In the year 1802, the Russians and the Thinket had an agreement of sorts, not a very comfortable one, that allowed the Russians to build a settlement up the coast a little ways from today's downtown Sitka. Things went awry. The Thinket ended up attacking that settlement and sending the Russians out of the area, reclaiming their home. But they knew, the Thinket knew, that ultimately the Russians would most likely be coming back. And by 1804 had relocated their own settlement to near the mouth of today's Indian River, which is within the park. They built a fortification, and sure enough, the Russians did return.
And then there was another battle, which actually has some interesting history, which actually will figure into the celebrations that are coming up in October.
That's right, Sydney. 200 years ago this October, the Thinket, in their fortification near the mouth of Indian River, saw the Russian ships returning to the area. They relocated their fort to the mouth of the river for a very good reason, along the coastline of Baranof Island. The coast is steep, and ships, even large ships, can get relatively very close to the beach. But here at the mouth of the river, the shoals extended quite a ways out into the channel. And by that time, the Thinket knew the effectiveness of both cannon and musket, and knowing that keeping the ships a distance from the fort was in their best interest. And that's exactly what happened. The Russians saw the fortification, and at some point began firing on it without much effect because of, again, of that strategic positioning. Later on, a landing party approached the fort, led by Alexander Baranof, who was the chief manager for the Russian-American Company, who, again, were hoping to expand the fur trade here. Baranof himself was wounded as that party landed on the beach, and the Thinket were successful in forcing the party back onto the Russian ships, where they sat and pondered what the next move ought to be.
Well, the history is, and by the way, we're not going to tell the whole history, because one of the things that people can do is go to the park and learn more, or do their own research. It carries on, and actually, let's talk briefly about the bishop, because that also is part of the features, makes it part of the features at the park.
Well, let me say this, that after the initial landing party was unsuccessful, they were able eventually, as the Thinket, deciding to carry the battle another day, left the fort for a more strategic position on the other side of the island. The Russians came in, and they built their community on what had been that Thinket village, now called New Archangel, or what we call today Sitka. Some 30 years later, a very important and distinguished man who was the later to become the Bishop Innocent of the Russian Orthodox Church came to Sitka in order to extend his authority in a diocese that extended from California to Siberian Kamchatka. He lived in what is today called the Russian Bishop's House, which the National Park Service back in 1973 began renovating, and for the next 16 years brought back to its 1853 condition. And people who come and visit the park not only can walk the trails through the rainforest, but visit the Russian Bishop's House and see what life in Sitka was like at a time when the common lament was, God is in his heaven and the Tsar is far away.
Greg, we have just 1 minute left, and the story of the bishop and his parish is absolutely fascinating, but 2004, you have about a minute to tell us what's going to happen.
Absolutely exciting. The Kiksati people of the Tlingit Nation, in this 200th bicentennial anniversary of that 1804 battle, had asked the National Park Service to help them in contacting a descendant of Alexander Baranov himself, which we, with the help of others, were successful in doing. And we have located a descendant in Moscow who will be joining us in October here in the park at the battle site, where the descendants of battle participants from both sides will hold a commemoration to pay homage to those who fell and to put a formal end to any remaining animosity and grief over the lost lives and that Russian occupation of Sitka.
It's an amazing story. When will that be happening?
October 2nd, which is a Saturday, 10 o'clock in the park, and the public is welcome and invited.
This, too, is the face of America's national parks. I want to thank Greg Dudgeon for your service to the national parks and to the world community. Next week, the miraculous photography of Thomas Mangelson. Thanks for coming along. Until next time, this is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios.